This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I love that part. I really do. You're a despicable. Yeah, some of you are old enough to remember that. I don't even know if they're still playing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN. Isn't that a great way to start off? Just start asking you questions. You don't even know who I am. And how old are you, and how did you get here, and do you have your papers? Yeah. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live, which is the Genesis Communication Network. And you'll find stations and times up on the website. Head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can buy, you know, just bring money. No, seriously, bring some money. And that way there, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, all those labels that the left says they hate to use, they hate to apply, but they have no problem applying them to a guy like me. All those things you've been taught to hate and the misinformation you've been given, and I can give you real information in the book, or I do give you real information in the book. So if you're from the left, maybe you should go to the actual horse, get it right from the horse's mouth, hands, whatever you want to say, and find out what it is that we really think, how we approach things. It's in the book. If you're on the right, I teach you how not to spew the party line, right? I don't need you spewing, just spewing the party, because you don't know why you believe what you believe. I'm not sure. I'm serious. You really don't know why you believe what you believe. And it's really irritating. That's all I got to say. It's extremely irritating. Because when you talk like that, when you speak to people and you just spew the line and they ask you to go deeper, you can't. Because you're spewing the party line. Okay. We take a lot of heat for this one. I'm actually replaying an interview I did on vaccinations. I am tired of hearing, you know, again, I'm not the scientist. I'm not the guy that works this stuff through. I have to go grab the experts and grab people that are on both sides of the issue. But recently there was a story out that Robert Kennedy Jr. is, you're not taking a hiatus from what he's doing, but from within the government, he's going to start doing some real investigations. Now, I don't think he's going to get far, especially from within the government. I think this is one of those things where you've got big pharma, and I love that the people on the left, the people that are always screaming about doing the right thing, and all the evidence shows, which is not true. You know, we're back to this climate change stuff. The evidence does not show. All the evidence does not show. It's not conclusive. And frankly, right, it's like the gum companies doing research on whether gum gives you cavities or not. So you got big pharma that is supporting, that is funding research and all kinds of other stuff to see whether or not these injections, these vaccines, hurt you or not, hurt the kids. And for you to simply say there is no proof, not quite true. And it's not me saying it to you. I'm telling you that there are loons on the left and loons on the right. And I say that because I know that's what you're going to call them ahead of time. That believe that there are, if, look it, you're going to hear in the interview that the amount of vaccines we give our kids, you wouldn't even take them as an adult. They wouldn't even prescribe you do this as an adult. And the amount of testing, there's more testing done on Viagra than has been done on children's vaccines. And then the dumbest question of all, which you really, you get doctors that kind of giggle, and I don't know if they're giggling because they think I'm an idiot, or they're giggling because they go, yeah, you know, it does make sense. Something as simple as this. If your child has been vaccinated, What do you have to worry about from a child that's not? It's like the flu vax. Now, they're finding issues with that, but let's get past that for a second. On a flu vaccination, the whole idea behind a flu vaccination, so you don't get it from other people. You don't get it while it runs through your little city, county, town, whatever. How does that work, though, for real? You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. If you've got, if this thing is supposed to protect you, then I don't know what to tell you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560, but don't call, because I'm not going to answer. It's really that simple. Anyway, so we're going to have that on, and then later on, I think, in the second aisle, in the second aisle, we have beef jerky. No, in the second aisle, second hour, we're gonna hit the VA debacle again. Now, look, I ran this show the other night. I ran this interview the other night anyway, and I'm going to run it again, and I'll tell you why. This man is on his deathbed. If the VA doesn't move, he's on his deathbed. So if you can't put it up, maybe you caught it the other night, and you didn't move on it. You didn't do anything. Then move on it tonight. Please move on it tonight. That's in the second hour. Call some of your friends if you heard the show and you were moved by it at all. Call some of your friends and ask them to listen to the second show. Even if you don't like the show, you don't like anything else I have to say, grab that and run with it. Give it to your friends. Let them know about it. Got it? You know, I mean, come on. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, decline state, Green Party, Red Party, Purple Party, whatever you are. Please, 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 take a listen and decide. And then in the third hour, got an interview I did with Rick Green a little while back that I'm going to replay because of what's going on today, of how our government's being handled today. All right? And part of it, because, you know, people are in an uproar again over the Electoral College, and we need to do something about it before it comes around again. Well, he's going to explain very simply why the Electoral College is needed. It's the right thing to have. And the reason why it was brought in to begin with. Some of the other stories we're going to hit tonight is Clinton, they're back in different ways. Talk about that a little bit. I mean, can they just go home? No, seriously. Can they just go home, relax, open up their libraries? I mean, I'll let her open up a library. She stays out of my hair, she can have two libraries. How's that? Right, we'll talk a little bit about her and how she can't just keep to herself. And, you know, Mr. Trump set the world on fire because what he's asking for is he's thinking about the nuclear option. You know what I mean? And you know what that means? Yeah, the other guys are going to be muchas afraidas. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll get in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. For stations and times, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things going on up there. Also, you want to head over to my website, therealside.com. Buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and 9 years, whatever. But in the book, I show you, you've got nothing to fear. These are all labels that were put on people like myself. And when you see where we're coming from, and maybe you should ask us instead of somebody who's not living our lifestyle, you're going to see we might be more lined up than you can actually imagine. Anyhow, Del Bigtree joins me. Was an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show The Doctors before producing the groundbreaking documentary Vaxxed, which exposed the story of the CDC whistleblower Dr. William Thompson. Now, Dell is focusing his efforts on guiding an ever-growing movement of parents across the country who are demanding safer vaccines so that no child has to be an accepted casualty of our national vaccine program. And Del, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You know, this is so true. I mean, my listeners know I'm on a school board in Southern California, and this is one of those heartstring things. You know, whenever you put the kids up there, you could almost be giving them poison if you were telling people this would keep them alive another, 10 years or something. Why is it that people don't take the time to do the research to see how these vaccines are really affecting our children?
You know, it's... I think it's because it's really become more of a religion than a science. I mean, what I say now is, if you can't question science, then it is no longer science. It's become a religion. We look at this as though we're talking about Jesus Christ or something, that these are magical elixirs that come from the heavens and bless all of us with health, when in fact, they are filled with lots and lots of toxins that have never been investigated for safety, and we push this program without any actual scientific evidence that it's making our children healthier. In fact, when you really start looking at this, you have to accept the fact that, our children are now the sickest they have ever been in the history of this nation. And that is a medical fact. That is something we stated on the medical talk show, the doctors that I worked on. We would often say this is the first generation of children that will not live to be as old as their parents. So for many, many years, medicine would, hold up this claim that because of modern medicine, because of new drugs and vaccines, we're all growing to be older. Well, now that has shifted. Now the scale is sliding the other direction. Now we are saying our children are not going to be as old as we are when they die. That's a problem. And when you look at it, what does that mean? Well, when you look at the health of our children, I want people at least, over the age of 40, because younger than 40 or really around 30, you're now members of a new health, of sort of a new norm, which accepts the fact that now not only have we gone from 1 in 10,000 children with autism to now 1 in 45 in this nation, what I say is what's happening to the other kids in our classroom. So if the 1 in 45 has autism, what's happening to the other 44? Well, 3 or 4 of them now have asthma. 3 or 4 of them are covered with eczema all over their body. 3 or 4 of them have ADD, ADHD. Some will have multiple sclerosis, childhood cancers. The list goes on and on of the, we've basically exchanged, trivial infectious diseases that we all got as kids, chicken pox and measles and things like that. We've traded them for chronic illness that now, has got our entire nation taking drugs their entire life.
Well, Del, you bring up so many good points here. One is, our parents all got vaccinated. I remember the doctor chasing me around the house to vaccinate me when I was a kid. What makes it different? What makes those vaccines different than what our younger kids or, the younger kids today have gotten?
Well, there's a couple of things that make it different. Number one, if you're over the age of 40, you got somewhere between 4 to 10 vaccines in, now we're giving 72 vaccines, 72 shots by the time you're in high school. So that increase right there, injecting, 7 times what we used to get, that could easily lead to many more problems. We also wouldn't give vaccines. Many of the vaccines we got were after we were 2 or 3 years old, which we now know. We know scientifically the immune system of a child really doesn't even start working until 3 years old. It's not fully developed. So this idea of vaccinating babies, we literally start vaccinating our babies now on day 1 of life. That was unheard of. In fact, it was almost illegal when we were kids because we knew they had no immune system and we knew it would be problematic. And to add on to that, now we're vaccinating pregnant mothers with flu shots and Tdap vaccines, something that was, was criminal just, a decade ago or so. So this shift in how we vaccinate, when we vaccinate, the amount we're vaccinating, that's where you see, that's where you can't point to your own life and say, well, I'm healthy. Why would my kids be any different? In fact, I would like to have people really stand in that and say, look, if you feel like you're healthy with the 5 or 10 vaccines you got, why would you ever, fix what's not broken? Why would you add to that? You know, how are we all alive on this planet without 72 vaccines? That should be the beginning of the questioning of the insanity around this program now. And as you look into it, of course, it comes like anything else, follow the money. We've increased the sales of vaccines. We've taken it from just a backwater little industry that really barely made any money. It was just there for public health. And we've turned it into a multi-billion dollar industry moving towards being a trillion dollar industry.
You know, as you're talking, Dell, I'm thinking to myself, the hardcore vaxxers, the ones that are screaming, you know, you got to get your kids vaxxed, you're Satan's brother if you don't get your kids vaccinated, are the same people that are screaming about big pharma, you know, about how much money the pharmaceutical companies are making and what have you. It's amazing to me they can't pull that together. You just did in a couple of sentences.
Absolutely. The disconnect is just unbelievably shocking that, you know, many of the politicians we watch will scream and yell about the takeover of pharmaceutical. Pharmaceutical industry is the number one most powerful lobby in Washington right now. They're outspending oil and gas 2-1.
Wow.
So everybody should be ranting and raving about what are they doing there. We know no industry that makes billions of dollars has ever been the number one lobby in Washington because they care about children, they care about health, they care about making money. So why is it, you know, I find it fascinating that they'll scream and yell about the pharma takeover, the fact that they're just pushing drugs on kids and adults that don't need them, and how corrupt it is. We watch all the lawsuits every day on our television. We read about it in our newspaper, billions of dollars paid out because they lied about some drug that ended up destroying the lives of tens of thousands of people. Yet somewhere in our minds, there's like a back room in pharma, the back room in Merck and Sanofi Aventis, where all that corruption disappears, and it's just a room filled with angels making a magical elixir that comes down from God himself. I mean, it's really, it's a disconnect.
Well, listen, I got to make a little bit of money, so we're going to run for a break when we come back.
Right.
I want to get into this a little bit more because this is just craziness. It seems like all logic goes out the window at this point. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're coming right back. We're talking about vaccinations. Do you really need them? And do you need as many? We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
For you old folks. Well, we only had 10 vaccinations. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I want to jump right back on this. I get so much flack for this. And, you know, as conservatives, we're beat up on a regular basis because we hate children, and that's why we're against the type of vaccinations that we talk about at times. But I just think it's amazing that these some of these so-called educated people can't sit back and look at the numbers and look at what's going on between the vaccinations, what's going on with our kids, what's going on with our seniors. I mean, there's so many new drugs on the market today that the side effects are worse for our seniors than the initial diagnosis that they get. So Del Bigtree is joining me. He was an Emmy Award-winning producer on a daytime talk show, The Doctors, before producing the groundbreaking documentary, Vaxxed, which exposed the story of the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson. And Del, thanks so much for being with me.
Thank you for having me. This is a really, I think it's the most important discussion in this nation right now.
Well, let's just stay with our young people before we get to our seniors. How to pull on the tug strings of every parent in the country, right? They go for the emotions. They go for what will happen to your child if they don't get this vaccination. What will happen to your child if you don't do this, if you don't do that? And you've brought up some real, I mean, logical, easy ways to look. You know, if a child has no immune system at, you know, 1, 2, 3 years old or barely at 3, why in God's creation are you giving it shots that it can't fight or distribute properly at 24 hours? It makes absolutely no sense to me, right?
It really makes no sense. And I tell you, one of the things that's, you know, I came into this reticently. I mean, I was celebrating the best that medicine has to offer on the talks of the doctors before I ran into the whistleblower at the Centers for Disease Control that it has proven that they're committing scientific fraud, the most important health agency, pushing through vaccines and covering up the fact that they're dangerous to countless children. But you're right. I mean, I've now been investigating this for nearly 3 years, and it just gets worse and worse. There's no safety testing going on in these vaccines compared to what drugs are going through. So we're fast-tracking these things on the market and injecting into babies. And I think the results are obvious. Our children are in real trouble. We have chronic illnesses, autoimmune diseases, neurological diseases running rampant. And it's just, you know, I can go on for days. So what do we want to talk about? What's the worst part of the vaccine program? You name it, we need help. And I put it this way. Let me just make it very simple. You know, I say to politicians all the time when I talk about this, would you force penicillin on everybody in the nation that gets an infection? They say, no, of course not. Some people would die because they'd have an allergic reaction. There's no difference between vaccines and drugs. They're all the same. We have never found a substance on the planet that can be injected into every person that and nobody has an allergic reaction. I'll take it a step further. We've never found a piece of food everyone on the planet can eat without dying. So this idea that the argument can only be vaccines treatments are safe and effective, and if you challenge that paradigm, then you're somehow crazy. No, the truth is vaccines are not safe and effective for everybody, and the question an intelligent society has to ask is, what is the actual casualty of this vaccine program? I put this to a scientist that was one of the heads of infectious disease up in Washington. I said, how can you accept the fact that our vaccine program is going to murder children this year who would have had perfectly normal lives, maybe gone on to be president of the United States or the next great scientist with a breakthrough in immunology? We're going to kill them with this vaccine program. Others will be mentally handicapped for the rest of their lives because of a neurological event from the vaccines. Why are we doing that? And she says, well, that's the accepted casualty of getting herd immunity.
So
my question was this. Okay, exactly how many children will be killed this year? And how many children exactly will have a neurological damaging event? And she looked at me blank and said, well, we don't have the data on that. I said, so wait a minute. You as a scientist just made the statement it's an accepted casualty, and you don't know what the casualty is? Therein lies the problem, folks. We need more information. And
yes,
as an intelligent society now, step down. We've got to say we want that information now.
And what happens here is, well, first I want to say something. As you were talking, I was thinking, isn't it interesting how when it comes to our children, when it comes to pharma, when it comes to medicine, collateral damage for our kids is fine, you know? But when you see it happen in war, it's like, oh, my God, it's the worst thing that's ever happened,
right,
you know, in the world. It's just amazing. But look, this is two ideologies, too. I've been doing a talk show now for 9 years. And when I talk about this stuff sometimes, they'll say, well, you know, it's because you're a right-wing conservative Christian. You don't believe in science. You don't understand how all this works. I go, no, I'm just using a little logic here. If we've gone from 10 vaxes to 72 vaxes, we've seen an uptick in ADD. We've seen an uptick in autism. We've seen an uptick in all these childhood diseases going on. I don't have to have a PhD in some kind of, you know, science to know that there's some kind of connection here. Why aren't more doctors and scientists stepping out or speaking out on this?
It's a brainwash. And I know people go, oh, well, that's just easy to say. So let me make this point. I grew up a progressive liberal my entire life. I've been all about environmental science. I've been fighting for the safety of our environment and everything. And I'm amazed that Democrats and people that consider themselves science-based are not questioning this vaccine program, because we just found out there's glyphosate, now a carcinogen named in California, that's being sprayed on all of our food. We've just found that glyphosate is now in every one of our childhood vaccines, along with mercury, the second most toxic substance on Earth that's being injected into pregnant women who are getting the flu shot. So the science actually is not there, and it would be really nice to see scientists step up. As to doctors, anyone that thinks that this is an unscientific discussion, I have a little test for your doctor who you're holding up on a pedestal next to Jesus and God. I would like you to do this. Next time you take your child in for a vaccine, ask your doctor a very simple question. Just say this. I would like you to list for me every single ingredient in the vaccine that you're about to inject into my baby. And I hope you will find it shocking when they cannot do it, because I think we all assumed after 8 years of high education, they had to learn the ability to memorize things. And they only give 16 vaccines over 72 doses to babies. So we're really just, all you really need to know are the ingredients of 16 vaccines. So when they can't do it, I want you to think about the fact that you can go to your local restaurant, and if you have an allergy, you can call the chef out or even ask the waiter, and they can list every single ingredient of every item on that menu. You can go to your mechanic who barely graduated high school and ask him any question about the thread gap on a screw in your engine, and they can tell you everything about it. But when you drop your baby in the hands of this doctor, you hold up on a pedestal as though you cannot question them because they're smarter than you, and you ask them, please list from the ingredients, and they cannot do it. About 35 ingredients in 16 different items. They've never taken the time to open the insert and the dangers list that's wrapped around the vaccine when it arrived. They've never done it, and they can't do that. You should have a problem with that. We should all have a problem with that. That's not medicine. That's religion. Can you imagine going in for a surgery and the doctor said, and you say, well, how does it work that you're going to, you know, cut this tube and connect it to that one? How does that work? Say, well, I don't really know how it works, but the guy that invented the surgery says it works really good, so let's do this. Come on. We're accepting a lack of knowledge that is absolutely criminal.
Yeah, and the way you just laid that out, The well-educated should have been able to listen to that and say, you know what? He's got a point. But take it back to the rudimentary level. You were talking about there are chemicals that we spray on fruits Here in California, or we're no longer allowed to spray on fruits here in California,
yep.
Right? They've been outlawed, yet it's okay if you inject them. So you can't ingest them because they're bad for you, but you can inject them.
Straight into your bloodstream.
And that seems to be just fine,
yeah.
And wonderful. Hey, let me
and
ask
you'd be
you.
Crazy, and you're crazy to think, does someone want to do a safety test on that? Since it's a brand new discovery of a new element we did not know was in our vaccines, why can't we test them? You look at Donald Trump and Bobby Kennedy stepped forward and said, look, Donald Trump has asked me to chair a vaccine safety commission, and the entire medical world descended upon Trump Towers with their hair on fire screaming, this cannot be allowed. We must stop this immediately. Really? Does that sound like people that believe in the vaccine program that they're safe and effective? What are they afraid of?
Del, I'm not trying to oversimplify this, but somebody said something to me, and I know it was running around, and I don't know enough about medicine to give a real, honest answer. But you sit there and say, look, if 99% of the kids are vaccinated against certain diseases, and you have one child that shows up without the vaccination, why is he, that one child, able to affect so many of those that supposedly have shields against this?
Right, yeah. Why do we have a problem with children that are not vaccinated if vaccines work? You know, and ultimately this whole herd immunity fear, you talked about the fact that we don't care about the children we are killing with this vaccine program, but we do care about this hypothetical idea that somewhere there's an immunosuppressed child that's going to be infected by an unvaccinated child. That has actually never happened in the history of the world, but we're writing laws to stop that from happening, and we care about one mythological child, but we don't care about the untold numbers of destroyed children from the vaccine programs. We know it. Here's a fact. In the last 10 years, not a single child has died of measles, but over 100 have been killed by the MMR measles vaccine. Why doesn't that not bother anybody?
The reason I'm getting such a chuckle out of this, I'm not trying to put it in anybody's face, but, you know, here I am, the uneducated guy. I always get beat up about, you can't make comments like this. You're not a scientist. You're not a doctor. You really don't understand. I've got you that's been in it. Hey, can I hold you over a little longer? Because I want to get into this
over,
a little
I'd
bit
like
more.
To just, I'd like to explain exactly where the science is going wrong in a very simple way. So when we come back,
love it.
Let's talk some science.
All right. Hold on. We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'm telling you, you're going to learn so much. And if you leave, You may end up hurting your child and not even know it. We'll be right back.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live. We also have a live chat room there. Or you can head over to Facebook, where we do the whole live feed thing. And obviously you can talk to each other there as well, I'm dying to see some of the comments you guys are going to be making or making about this. Anyway, Del Bigtree has joined me. He was an award-winning producer of the daytime talk show The Doctors before producing the groundbreaking documentary Vaxxed, which exposed the story of the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson. Now, Del has focused his efforts on guiding an ever-growing movement of parents across the country who are demanding safer vaccines. I mean, my God. You know, first of all, Del, thanks for being with me. And secondly, we started to talk about it at the end of the last segment where I said to you, if I make any of these comments, if I talk about this stuff, and there's plenty of us talking about it, or parents do too, it's an emotional thing. You're ignorant. You don't understand. You're not a doctor. You're not a scientist. But you've just laid out some pretty simple things that anybody with two IQs, two brain cells to rub together can understand. and cause some pause here for this, right?
Well, think about it. Think about the approach. If you tell, you know, if you grab your teenager and say, you were out drinking last night, you need to, how dare you accuse me of drinking? How could you possibly do that? Or, you know, somebody catches their spouse cheating. How dare you accuse me of something like that? That's exactly the approach the pharmaceutical industry and the medical industry is making to anyone that asks the obvious question. You know, we have a problem. Don't just accuse me for asking the question. How about an answer? And yeah, I want to talk about the science because I know we don't have much time and it tends to think like it's just a bunch of opinionated people, but I am a medical journalist, and let me sort of lay out a major question that you should be grappling with when you think about the vaccine program. So, for instance, Grandpa's Viagra got 10 years of safety testing, and that's double-blind safety experiments like we learned in high school. One group gets the drug, the other gets like a saltwater tablet placebo, and then we see does the group that got the drug have more incidence of cancer or gene mutations or all sorts of problems, autoimmune issues, and we watched them for like 10 years, okay? Now let's look at vaccines. I want to look at the hepatitis B vaccine that we give to a day one old baby. It's pretty much mandated across this nation for a day one old baby. So my first question is, why hepatitis B on day one? This is a sexually transmitted disease like AIDS or HIV that your baby will not come in contact with till sharing needles as a drug user or being sexually active. So why day one old baby when we shouldn't even be giving a vaccine like this until, like, what? Worst case scenario, 12 years old. So it makes no sense. Secondly, put next to that the fact that we have more babies die on the first day of life than every other industrialized nation combined. Wow. Think about that statistic when we have the best hospitals in the world, the best doctors in the world. Why do our babies die on the first day of life more than anywhere else? Well, we're one of the only ones that think it's a great idea to give a sexually transmitted disease vaccine on day one. Next, I look at, well, other than a sexually transmitted disease in this vaccine, what else is in the vaccine? Well, it's got aluminum, a known scientific neurotoxin that can destroy the minds of mice, of monkeys, of rats, some studies on children and people. This is a bad, bad neurotoxin. Shouldn't really be in your body. So I, as a journalist and medical investigator, say, well, where is the safety test on injecting aluminum? Where did we decide that was safe and at what levels? That test has never, ever been done. Never been done in the history of man. Yet we put it in almost every one of our vaccines. I'm going to take it further. I know you want to jump in here, but it gets even crazier.
No. I'm enjoying this. Keep going.
So now you look at aluminum, never been tested. And I say, well, what was tested? Well, they once did a study look at ingesting aluminum. If you eat fish or things like that, eating aluminum. And what they came up with was that a healthy child will be at a toxic overload at 30 micrograms of aluminum. 30 micrograms is the most a healthy child should ever come in contact with in one day, or they could have a neurological event. Okay, well, I assume as an intelligent person that injecting that same 30 micrograms, you know, you eat it, it goes in an open system, passes through your body. You probably don't get all of that into your blood. But injecting that same 30 micrograms would seem like extremely dangerous, like so much more toxic. So then I look at the vaccine. Are we injecting a whole 30 micrograms of aluminum into this day one old baby? No, we're not. We're injecting a lot more, and not twice as much, not 60 micrograms, not double that at 120 micrograms, and not double that at 240 micrograms. We're injecting 250 micrograms of aluminum into a 4, a 6, an 8, or a 12-pound baby. We don't change the size of the shot, even if your child's a premature birth. We don't care. We're going to give them 10 times the load ever approved to be eaten by a healthy child. We're going to put that into this day one old baby. Lastly, I look at the entire vaccine. How long was the safety study on this vaccine before it was put on the market? I want to remind you, Grandpa's Viagra, so that he can have an erection for the rest of his life, that drug got 10 years of safety testing. And I ask, you know, politicians, what would make you stand up on the Senate floor today and scream, that's criminal? How little testing would just bother you so much you wouldn't be able to stand it? And they usually say, well, I'd hate to hear that it got half that amount of safety testing. I said, 5 years? Oh, yeah, no, nowhere near. It didn't get 5 years of safety tests. It didn't get 1 year of safety tests. It didn't get 1 month of safety tests. In fact, it didn't get a week. Hepatitis B was tested in babies. It was injected into babies. They watched them for 5 days. After 5 days, they said, you know what? They're fine. Put it on the market. 5 days of safety testing. That is the science behind vaccines. I believe that is a crime. Our babies are human test subjects, and our stats prove it's not working because it's killing them.
Del, you're fighting Big Pharma. You're fighting people that are putting money in the pockets of politicians, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, all across the country. Big money on lobbyists. Think about the shame they come down with on the doctors. I mean, these guys have the money to have ad campaigns against doctors, get scientists. Some of these labs get so much money. Our colleges get money from the pharmaceutical companies in grants and what have you. Man, this is a battle of epic proportion for you, is it not?
I believe that this is the fight of our lives. I think this is I call it a founding fathers moment. Our founding fathers fought to get out of tyranny of industry, away from the tyranny of government control. And there was a moment where we were just holding a bunch of pitchforks and a couple of muskets. And we realized that we were losing the dream of America. And we were going to have to fight the greatest military force the world had ever seen in the British Armada. And I imagine those discussions were much like we should be having right now, which is, look, it doesn't look good on paper. It doesn't look like we can win. But if we don't fight now, what is the point of this nation? What is the point of our dream if it's all lost? And I think they said to themselves, we will never be stronger than we are right now. We will never be healthier than we are right now. And God be with us. We must stand up for our freedom because that is what America believes in. That's who we are. Die or else. And I think in this moment, this is the takeover of the pharmaceutical industry, not just of our government. They're going to be pushing mandated forced vaccines, not just on our kids, but on adults. If you go to Health and Human Services website, they have something called Healthy People 2020. It's a forced vaccination program for every adult in this nation by the year 2020. Folks, wow. It's time to reach down into your DNA, into our founding fathers, Jefferson, all of them, Washington, or even, you can look at Martin Luther King, the great people that stood up and said, enough is enough. We stand for something great in this nation. And if we're going to continue to be the greatest nation in the world, now is our time. And I will tell you this movement is growing. We are winning. I am not worried about pharma because the truth will prevail. The light is shining down. Join this movement. Do your research. Start by watching Vaxxed either at Amazon.com, iTunes.com, or check out our website, Vaxxed.com, and then start asking to read the insert, the label wrapped around the vaccines that are arriving at your doctor's office, and truly inform yourself. Informed consent is what I am fighting for. Your right to choose what's injected into your body and the body of your children. If you lose that right, you have lost the United States of America.
I'm listening to you talking, and first of all, we've got an email list of about almost 40,000 people, so I'm going to be more than happy to stick your links up on the email when it goes out this week. But
right.
We got a couple of minutes left. This is not a political thing. This is not an ideological thing. This is just a real life humanitarian thing. You've got people on all sides of the aisle that have jumped on this to support you, right?
Absolutely. I mean, from Bobby Kennedy, one of the world's great liberal, environmentalists, to Donald Trump, leader of the free world right now and the Republican Party. People like that are coming together asking the appropriate questions. We must ask appropriate questions. This is science. It should be able to stand up to scrutiny. And when you see doctors losing their license because they speak out about this, like Daniel Needs, if you want to look up that story, a Cleveland Clinic doctor who recently just put out an article saying, look, I think we should look at the flu shot injection to pregnant women. It's got mercury in it, and a developing fetus could be just devastatingly harmed by that mercury. And they're trying to pull his license. They're trying to destroy his career. That's what doctors were supposed to do. They're supposed to be honest. They're supposed to follow their instincts. They're supposed to constantly educate themselves, not keep repeating some bumper sticker slogan, vaccines are safe, vaccines are safe, vaccines are safe, vaccines are safe, and that's all I got for you.
Yeah.
There's more to this.
Del,
this is incredibly important.
Keep up the good work, Del. I really appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate the way you're approaching it. You don't have that condescending attitude, do what I say because I know better than you. You're actually giving information that people can step out on, and we'll put up your website information, all of that. And again, I mean that sincerely. Keep it up. Don't give up, and we'll have you back on the show again here shortly.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour. Grab yourself some coffee. Come on back. Calm down, because we got a lot to talk about.